Well, good day, gentlemen. Now here's a picture of a married couple that obviously are together and having a great time. You can tell, look. Look at the femon projecting how caring she is and how she loves her husband. But of course, that's a lie, and it's fake. This femon left a sandwich she bought at a diner in her husband's car for him to eat. And you're thinking, oh, that's a nice gesture. Or is it? The man took a bite of the sandwich and immediately felt unwell. And he texted his wife to say he's thinking about going to the hospital. She said he should just take a nap. Of course she did. She knows what was in the sandwich. She put it there. But the man used his son's EpiPen and a bottle of Benadryl, I think, and it seemed to stave off the effects. This man had no known allergies to any foods. He told his friend later that he thinks his wife tried to poison him, but she wasn't done yet. Anyway, his wife phoned the emergency services a few weeks later to say her husband felt cold to the touch, and he was found to have died with an overdose of fentanyl. He had 5 times the amount of lethal dose in his system, apparently. This femon was finally charged with first-degree aggravated murder and 3 charges of possession of a controlled substance. Apparently, prosecutors said that she fixed him a drink, a cocktail, that she laced with fentanyl. She also took 4 life insurance policies out in her husband's name. And I guess before she was charged, she took a lawsuit out against her husband's estate and wanted $1.9 million. She also wrote a book called Grief, so her sons could deal with her grief of her father's death, that she's actually killed. This is how twisted femons are. You see, femons are greedy. They have this want. And as they really don't have any morals, they will do anything to get money, generally. She is behind bars at the moment without any bail. But will this dead man see justice and his sons who lost their father? All because of a femon's greed. Her defense will probably use the usual. He was an abusive, controlling husband. Makes you wonder how many other femons have actually got away with this. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. We see things like this every day. So guys, never trust a femon. Especially your beloved wife. Take it easy.